This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. After a federal court ruling, North Dakota is now the first state to ban abortions targeting the disabled. 90% of diagnosed Down syndrome babies are aborted. Americans United for Life President Charmaine Yost said that abortion performed solely because of genetic abnormalities is discriminatory and devalues the life of the disabled. Anti-human radical environmentalism continues to advance with no pushback in sight. Boulder, Colorado appears on the verge of passing a nature rights law, which gives the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, a putative right to life equal to our own. Wesley Smith says the thinking behind this law and similar legislation in other places threatens all use of nature by humankind. This is Life News Radio. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4-ME. In other news, the growing number of abortion clinic closures in recent years has apparently reached critical mass. Liberals and the mainstream media are taking notice with alarm. A new survey conducted by the New England Journal of Medicine finds most doctors are opposed to the practice of physician-assisted suicide. And California Governor Jerry Brown has on his desk a bill that would allow nurses and other non-physicians to do vacuum aspiration abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.